Oh, dear God.
Dear Mr. Whiteside.
Oh, why, Miss Stanley.
I've been trying all day to see you. To give you this.
What, a Christmas gift for me? Why, thank you, Miss Stanley.
It's only a trifle. But I wanted you to have it. It's a picture of me as I used to be. It was taken another Christmas Eve, many years ago. Don't open it until the stroke of midnight, will you? Merry Christmas, dear Mr. Whiteside. And happy, happy dreams.
What is there about that?
Dagger, President, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I've come to see Mr. Whiteside.
Lorraine, my blossom girl!
Cheryl, my sweet! Oh, darling! Look at that poor, sweet, tortured face! Let me kiss it! Oh, darling, how drawn you are! Sherry, my sweet, I want to cry!
All right, Lorraine, you've made a very nice entrance. Now take off that skunk and relax.
Oh, but darling, I've been so worried. And now seeing you in that chair...
This chair fits my fanny as nothing else ever has. I feel better than I have in 10 years. And my only concern is news of the outside world. So park yourself, Lorraine, and tell me everything.
Oh, darling, I'm so relieved. I never saw you look better. You look perfectly wonderful. My, do I look a wreck? I just dashed through New York, didn't do a thing about Christmas. Hattie Carnegie had my hair done and jumped right on the train. And the Da Vinci coming back was simply hectic. But, you know, but simply exhausting. Cary Grant, Marquise de Meridelval, the Duke and Duchess of Kent. And London before that was simply magnificent. Why, I never got to sleep at all. Oh, darling, I've so much to tell you, I don't know where to begin.
Well, start with the dirt first, dear. That's what I want to hear.
Well, Sybil Cartwright got thrown right out of Ciro's. It was the night before I left. She was wearing one of those new cellophane dresses. And Sir Harry Montrose, the painter, is going to remarry his third wife. As soon as he's divorced from his fifth wife, his third wife's sister becomes final. She has to divorce her sixth husband, who is Sir Harry's father, in order to marry her third husband, who is Sir Harry. But it's going to be a beautiful wedding. Oh, and before I forget, Prince Philip says to tell you he's going to be on your New Year's Eve broadcast.
Good.
And Beecher Silly told me to give you a message. She wants you to take off 25 pounds right away and send them to her parcel post. She needs them.
I'll pack them in ice. Now, what about you, Blossom? What about your love life?
Oh, Sherry, don't be dreadful.
What about that splendid bit of English mutton, Lord Bottomley? That's it. Haven't you hooked him yet?
Oh, darling, really? Cedric and I are just good friends.
Oh, come on, Lorraine. This is Sherry. Don't try to pull the wool over my eyes. Don't tell me you wouldn't like to be Lady Bottomley with £1 million a year and 12 castles. By the way, has he had his teeth fixed yet? Why, every time I order Roquefort cheese, I think of those teeth.
Really, Sherry? Cedric would not be brilliant, but he is rather sweet. Poor lamb. And he does represent the kind of English living I like. Surrey in London season. The shooting box in Scotland.
That lovely old castle in Wales. You were there, Sherry. You know what I mean.
I do indeed.
Well, really, Sherry, if I can marry Cedric, why shouldn't I?
Shall I tell you something? From something he said just before I sailed, it wasn't definite, mind you, but don't be surprised if I am Lady Bottomley before very long.
Lady Bottomley. Won't Kansas City be surprised? However, I shall be a flower girl in a rhinestone hat and give the groom an iron toothpick as a wedding present. Now come ahead, Blossom, let's hear more of your skullduggery.
Well,
Mr. Whiteside?
Oh, go away, please. I'm busy.
Who is that man, Sheriff?
He's fixing the plumbing. Now, come on, Blossom. I want some news.
But really, Sherry, I've come all the way from New York, and on Christmas Eve. Where is the plate?